Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more, as I so often say, to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it can be food, true food. God's Word is alive. God's Word has power to change us and to help us. The more we understand it, the more we receive so much grace to follow Him. Today we look at on this feast of Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, and he was from Mexico. And I just will ask his prayers today as you listen to these readings, because I want you to hear what he drew from to preach to his people. The first reading is from the prophet Daniel, chapter 2, verses 31 to 45. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "In your vision, O king, you saw a statue very large and exceedingly bright, terrifying in appearance as it stood before you. The head of the statue was pure gold. Its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs bronze, the legs iron. His feet partly iron and partly tile. While you looked at the statue, a stone which was hewn from a mountain without a hand being put to it struck its iron and tile feet, breaking them into pieces. The iron, tile, bronze, silver, and gold all crumbled at once, fine as the chaff on the threshing floor in summer. And the wind blew them away without leaving a trace. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." This was the dream. The interpretation we shall also give in the king's presence. "You, O king, are the king of kings. To you the God of heaven has given dominion and strength, power and glory. Men, wild beasts, and birds of the air, wherever they may dwell, he has handed over to you, making you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. Another kingdom shall take your place, inferior to yours. Then a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule the whole earth. There shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron. It shall break in pieces and subdue all these others, just as iron breaks in pieces and crushes everything else. The feet and toes you saw, partly of potter's tile and partly of iron, mean that it shall be a divided kingdom, but yet have some of the hardness of iron. As you saw the iron mixed with clay tile, and the toes partly of iron and partly tile, the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. The iron mixed with clay tile means that they shall seal their alliances by intermarriage, but they shall not stay united any more than iron mixes with clay. In the lifetime of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed or delivered up to another people, rather. It shall break in pieces all those kingdoms and put an end to them, and it shall stand forever. This is the meaning of the stone you saw hewn from the mountain, without a hand being put on it, which broke in pieces the tile, iron, bronze, silver, and gold. The great God has revealed to the king what shall be in the future. This is exactly what you dreamed, and its meaning is sure." Brothers and sisters, there are many things God's trying to show us, but he's showing us, most of all, not to build our life just on this earthly kingdom, to build on the life that is to come. I know a child who came up to me one day and said, "I want to go to heaven soon." And I said, "Well, Maybe God wants you to do some work here on earth first. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, we'll do what God wants. And I said, all right. Now, that was a child, but the child had it. He heard what God said and he said, that's what we should do. And so it is with us. This is God's word. We can have luxury here on earth. And it's not worth anything in the kingdom of God, really, unless you're giving it to the poor and to the needy, unless you're trying to make life better in your sphere of influence. Please listen to the Lord. Please prioritize. Getting to heaven is the first priority. Please, brothers and sisters, when you are with your friends, I don't mean you have to talk holy, so to speak, all the time. But when you're with your friends, try to draw them just in little ways closer to God. Many people today say, oh, I don't know if there is a God or not, or I don't care. Well, if they say I don't care, that could lead to hell. And neither you nor I want that for anyone, even our enemies. So please, brothers and sisters, let's take heed. Let's take heed and seek to follow the Lord, because he will lead us to the kingdom of heaven forever. And the responsorial psalm comes from Deuteronomy 3. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all ever. And the verse just before the gospel says, remain faithful to God until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Even if you've turned away from the Lord for part of your life, look, turn around, turn around. Choose to follow the Lord. Choose to follow his commandments. Choose to follow his way, because he will lead you safely home to the glories of heaven. And the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, all that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Then they ask him, teacher, when will this happen? What sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? He answered, see that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us be prepared for difficult times. They may not come, but they may. Let us be ready. Let us turn to the Lord and love him. The more we do, the more we turn to the love, even though we think that we're not worth anything. You are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Turn to him and say, give me strength. Give me help to follow you. Brothers and sisters, as I close here, Let me read something to you from Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro. He was a Mexican Jesuit priest who was martyred at the age of 36 back in 1927. And this is what he wrote. Does our life become from day to day more painful, more oppressive, more replete with afflictions? Blessed be he 1,000 times who desires it so. If life may be harder, love makes it also stronger. And only this love, grounded on suffering, can carry the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Love without egoism, without relying on self, but enkindling in the depth of the heart an ardent thirst to love and suffer for all those around us, a thirst that neither misfortune nor contempt can extinguish. I believe, O Lord, but strengthen my faith. Heart of Jesus, I love you, but increase my love. Heart of Jesus, I trust in you, but give me greater vigor to my confidence, Heart of Jesus. I give my heart to you, but so enclose it in you that it may never be separated from you. Heart of Jesus, I am all yours, but take care of my promise so that I may be able to put it in practice even unto the complete sacrifice of my life. And as I said, he was martyred at the age of 36. God heard his prayer. How much do we give our lives to the Lord? Because no matter what, no matter what God chooses us or how he brings us to himself, we want to follow the Lord. We want what the Lord provides and how the Lord provides it. Let us. You know, there are some days when in the morning I say, Lord, let me live my life today. If this were my last day on earth, give me life, Lord, to praise you and to bless you and to honor you every day that I live. And I believe that God hears that. You could make a simpler prayer. Just let God know that you love him and that you want to follow him. Even if you've made mistakes all over the place, ask God's forgiveness. And as I've said to you before, if you need to go to confession, please. But above all, love him, follow him all the days of your life, and you will know the joy of the kingdom to come. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. He loves us without, there's no price, it's priceless, his love. He died for you. He didn't just die for the people so many thousands of years ago. He died for you, and he died for me. Oh, please, brothers and sisters, let us grow more and more thankful to our Lord for his goodness to us and follow him more closely. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.